Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
On the day of Pentecost, they had all gathered together in one place. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord.
High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth?
From the dust he lifts up the lowly. From his misery he raises the poor to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
On the day of Pentecost, they had all gathered together in one place.
Alleluia. Tongues as of fire appeared before the apostles, and the Holy Spirit came upon each of them. Alleluia.
tongues as of fire appeared before the apostles, and the Holy Spirit came upon each of them. Alleluia.
Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars. He calls each one by its name. Our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. Oh, sing to the Lord, give thanks, sing psalms to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food and young ravens that call upon him. His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warriors' strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who wait for his love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Tongues of fire appeared before the apostles, and the Holy Spirit came upon each of them. Alleluia.
The Spirit who comes from the Father will glorify me. Alleluia.
The Spirit who comes from the Father will glorify me. Alleluia.
Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honour or the glory due your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Spirit who comes from the Father will glorify me. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia. Alleluia.
He will teach you all things.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the Paraclete. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of all believers and set them on fire with your love. Though they spoke many different languages, you united the nations in professing the same faith. Alleluia.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of all believers, and set them on fire with your love. Though they spoke many different languages, you united the nations in professing the same faith. Alleluia.
When the days of Pentecost were complete, God sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. As we celebrate this great feast with joy and faith, let us cry out,
Send forth your Spirit and make the whole world new.
In the beginning you created heaven and earth, and in the fullness of time you renewed all things in Christ.
Through your Spirit, go on renewing the world with the gift of salvation.
Send forth your Spirit and make the whole world new.
You breathed the breath of life into Adam.
Send your Spirit into your church to be its life and vigor, that it may bring new life to the whole world.
Send forth your Spirit and make the whole world new.
By the light of your Spirit, enlighten the world and dispel the darkness of our times.
Turn hatred into love, sorrow into joy, and war into the peace we so desire.
Send forth your Spirit and make the whole world new.
Water flowed from the side of Christ as the fountain of your Spirit.
May it flow over all the earth and bring forth goodness.
Send forth your Spirit and make the whole world new.
You bring life and glory to mankind through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Spirit, lead the departed into the love and joy of heaven.
Send forth your Spirit and make the whole world new.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, who willed the Paschal mystery to be encompassed as a sign in 50 days, grant that from out of the scattered nations, the confusion of many tongues may be gathered by heavenly grace into one great confession of your name. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.